The only thing that's going on here is a woman trying to shake off her lover. If you don't love me, say so.
Oh.
Nobody gets more than this thing, right? Get something or get out of something. Well, you're trying to get out of marrying me. If you don't love me, just say so. Otherwise, I'll figure you're just frightened.
Frightened of what?
Frightened of getting married.
Don't be an ass.
The weekend passage is over. Now it's down to signing applications, baby, setting up house. You have to commit yourself to life now, Emily. I don't want to know what's good or bad or true. I let God worry about the truth. I just want to know the momentary fact of things. Life isn't good or bad or true. It's merely factual. It's sensual. It's a lie. My idea of living sensual facts are you, a home, a country, a world, a universe, in that order. I want to know what I am, not what I should be. Well, the fact is, I'm a coward. I never met anyone who wasn't.
I know.
You're the most terrified woman I've ever met. You're even scared to get married.
I've already been married.
Oh, sure. You married him 3 days before you went to Africa. Thank God he never came back. You're forever falling in love with men on their last nights of furlough. That's about the limit of your commitments. One night, a day, a month. You'd prefer lovers to husbands, hotels to homes. You'd rather grieve than live.
You're not only cowardly and selfish, you're remarkably cruel as well.
Come off it, Emily. The only immoral thing you have against me is I'm alive.